Part 2. The children went to the man's shop. There were pictures and paintings in the window.
"Why does the man want all the kids?"
asked William. Wendy looked inside the shop.
"It's crossed and I can't see the man,"
she said.
"Let's go home and get our pocket money,"
said Biff.
"Perhaps we can buy the key back."
Mum went to the shop with the children. She told the man about the key.
"Can the children have the key back?"
she asked.
Yes,
you can find it,"
said the man. The man used the keys to make pictures. He painted the keys too. The children looked at the pictures, but they could not see the magic key.
"All the keys look the same,"
said Biff. Suddenly Kipper saw a picture. It had one key in it.
"Here it is,"
he said.
"This is a key."
Mm-hmm.
"Do you want to buy the picture?"
asked the man. Biff and Chip gave Mum their pocket money. Mum paid the man.
"It's a lot of money for an old key,"
said Mum. The children pulled the key from the picture and rubbed off the paint. Then they looked at it. They waited for the key, but the key did not glow.
"Perhaps it has no more magic,"
said Biff.
"It was out in the lane and a moor went over it,"
said William.
"It went through a window and a man stuck it on a picture,"
said Chip.
"It had a bad time,"
said Wendy. The children wanted the key to glow. Wendy picked it up.
"Will it grow again?"
she asked.
"I don't know,"
said Biff. The key did not glow and the magic did not work. Kipper wanted some new adventures. He told the key about them. He waited, but the magic still did not work. The next day, William and Wendy came to the house with Nick and Anna. The children all looked at the key. It still did not glow, and they were all very sad.
"How do we make the magic work again?"
asked Wendy.
"I have an idea,"
said Anna.
"Let's talk about the magic adventure. Perhaps that really makes the magic work."
The key still did not glow. At last, the children stopped waiting. It was late, so Mum told the children to go home.
"Goodbye and cheer up,"
said Mum. Kipper was sorry about the key.
"It's my fault,"
he said, and he began to cry.
"Don't you cry, Kipper,"
said Chip.
"Perhaps the magic is only sleeping."
Kipper took the key to bed. He looked at it for a long time. At last, he was asleep. Suddenly, the key began to glow. That's the end of part 2. Woohoo!